This is program number LW2249. Children from sixth grade on must come to accept homosexuality as normal. A good experience is to have two 10-year-old girls role play two male lovers. Parents who quote scriptures against homosexuality are irrational. Their minds are perverted. Hi, this is Larry West. I have just read to you a statement made by a prominent gay rights advocate in a 1981 Washington, D.C. sex educators workshop. Gay rights advocates have been far more successful than any other special interest group in persuading politicians, as well as even some major church organizations, into supporting their homosexual agenda. And that's in spite of the fact that homosexuals and what are called bisexuals make up only 4% of the U.S. population. Let me tell you some of the political gains they've made. The homosexual lover of a Los Angeles deputy district attorney committed suicide and was awarded $25,000 in death benefits by the state of California. The mayors of New York City and Los Angeles have given their city's homosexual community official legitimacy by establishing Gay Pride Week. In 1983, Los Angeles Mayor Tom Bradley also proclaimed Gay and Lesbian Latino Heritage Week. In the 1982 election campaign, about 90 gay PACs in 40 states raised $1 million and openly funded 54 U.S. representatives who had co-sponsored a federal homosexual rights bill. All were reelected. Under the Carter-Mondale administration, gay rights groups gained tax-exempt status. Federal, state, and local taxes now fund about 46% of all homosexual organizations' budgets. Now, maybe you're sitting there saying, so what? Maybe you're convinced that every individual is to have his own civil rights, that all human beings in this country of ours is to have his certain inalienable rights, no matter how we might object to his lifestyle. Well, it is true that our Constitution protects our certain inalienable civil rights. But to be given tax-exempt status so that he may promote his sexual demands on other people, that's something else. Gays demand the right to have public sex. An organization called the North America Man-Boy Love Association openly procures and seduces young boys as homosexual partners. Laws are to be made for the public good and protection. And when in San Francisco, 1 in 10 ordinary citizens have reported being subjected to threats by homosexuals desiring homosexual acts with unwilling participants, some protection needs to be enforced. In 1980, a New York City survey discovered that 48% of all homosexuals admitted molesting at least 6 minors. Diseased homosexual food handlers in public restaurants were cited in the New England Journal of Medicine as the major cause of an outbreak of amoebiasis and hepatitis A infection in San Francisco and Minneapolis among straights. In San Francisco, since the passage of gay rights laws in 1978, some sexually transmitted diseases rose an alarming 2,500%. Infectious hepatitis A there has increased 100%. Infectious hepatitis B has increased 300%. The VD clinics have seen at least 75,000 patients per year, of whom 70 to 80% are homosexual males. AIDS was first diagnosed in 1979 in the homosexual community, and the disease has now been spread to the general public. Hemophiliacs and others have caught it through blood transfusions. Children have caught it from close contact with homosexuals. It is the public health threat of the century. The U.S. government has already spent $53.1 million in 1983 and 1984 on AIDS research. The medical costs of treating AIDS patients will reach $300 million by the end of the year, and taxpayers are the ones picking up the tab. Listen, it's time we step out of the closet and learn what's going on among us to find out what those things are that are threatening us and our children. It's time the silent majority stand up for what is right. I'm Larry West with World Radio, and I care. Speaking for Churches of Christ, we care. I have a Bible study course. Yours free. Write me for it and care of this address. Church of Christ, West Monroe, Louisiana, 71291.